Although legislation to change the designation of cottonseed was not included in the recent funding bill, Congress did include a few items that benefit the cotton industry. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, explains those items and brings us other updates from the week in Washington.
Included in the agriculture section of that bill was additional funding for the three USDA ginning labs that operate across the cotton belt. That funding had been requested by the cotton industry to help ensure the labs continue to have the resources they need to be fully staffed and conduct the research activities important to the industry. The funding bill also included the full request to ensure that the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs can continue moving forward, as well as some language directing FDA to work with the cotton ginning industry to address some of the issues with how the new food safety regulations are being implemented and how those could impact the storage requirements for cottonseed at gins.
And this past week, the Senate confirmed two key individuals to the administration.
One of those is the Commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, and the other was Robert Lighthizer to be the U.S. Trade Representative. Now that he is in place, that completes the full team of trade policy individuals in the new administration that will be working on trade negotiations, potential new trade agreements, as well as addressing things like possible improvements to the NAFTA, as well as how the U.S. involvement continues going forward within the World Trade Organization.
We also saw the new Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announce a pretty aggressive reorganization for the Department of Agriculture.
A key component of that plan was establishing an Undersecretary for Trade, which is something that the 2014 Farm Bill had directed USDA to do. As part of this reorganization, there's also been a proposed movement of the Natural Resource Conservation Service under the same Undersecretary's office that also houses the Farm Service Agency and the Risk Management Agency, with the objective there to try to get those three key agencies that interface the most with producers all within the same mission area at USDA. We will continue as an industry our work with Secretary Perdue and his staff as he continues to put them in place to try to figure out the best means to try to bring some additional assistance to the cotton industry.